Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:23 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We're about to go in the huddle, talk about Thursday night football. But don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, on the Odyssey or iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So especially when you're just trying to get through a Friday at work,
yeah.
Put us in your ears. Pretend you're on
a
webinar.
Clock out, man. Mentally
Hang
clock out.
With us. Yes.
I'm not a fan of quiet quitting, but just mentally clock out if you need to. We'll ride with you.
I mean, we know you're counting down to your 48 hours of freedom, so we're trying to help you get there as fast as possible.
Dude, it's going
to
be so good.
So we've kind of been bringing up this topic of B teams this week. It's a question. Is it a faux pas to have a B team if your team is not in the playoffs?
You were kind of sulking this morning about the fact that the Guardians kind of lost out of the playoffs, and then Dylan hits you with a go Tigers.
Go
Tigers.
Yeah.
The Braves are obviously in the driver's seat for me. I have my dad is from the Chicago area, so I kind of keep the Cubs on my back, much in the way he's talking about with Detroit. I also have family in Michigan too, though. So Tigers have been a thing. But it also has come up with the fact that the Falcons are not playing.
Right.
This weekend, and the bye week thing kind of comes around. It's like, man, what NFL games are you watching this weekend? I've been kicking this around for the last couple of days. I don't know that I have an NFL B team. Now, I know Dylan does, which is the Falcons.
I actually don't.
Yeah, which is the Falcons.
The Falcons are my A team and my only team.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm
a Falcons
one and
fan.
Only.
Yeah.
But I like, so I grew up kind of a Miami Dolphins fan. I'm from Florida.
Okay.
But I remember, because Derek Brooks is from Pensacola, I remember really rooting for Tampa when Derek Brooks was there. And also Emmitt Smith is from Pensacola too, so I kind of rooted for Emmitt along the way. But I grew up a Dan Marino fan, like in the 90s. You know, I was like, Dan is like a beast.
Because of Ace Ventura?
Well, yeah, well, something like that.
I feel like I'm getting so much new Michael.
I know, man.
Mike Johnson.
A little bit of insight.
Right,
but that's what I'm saying, though. Those things have all faded. Like, there's no Dan Marino anymore. I've never made it a secret. I do love Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
Right. Because of his college career. He's probably my favorite college football player of all time, was Tua. So watching him go to work in college was a lot of fun. I don't know that I have a B NFL team, though.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. Style of play has been kind of fun to watch for some teams. I love watching San Francisco. I do have a B college football team right now, though, and earmuffs for all the Georgia fans out there, but Georgia Tech, because I coached one of their players in high school, and I love Brent Key and have a relationship with him, I love Georgia Tech right now. I love watching Georgia Tech, the gritty brand of football they play. It's not nothing. I love watching Kirby Smart in Georgia as well, don't get me wrong, but I feel myself watching, like if I'm definitely watching the Bama game, I'm also going to find where Georgia Tech's playing.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happens Georgia Tech is on a bye week as well. So that's not a thing either.
Now, I think we should point this out. I think there is a difference between having a team you're just rooting for and a B team. Like, just because you're rooting for a team doesn't mean they're your B team, right?
Well, and here's what I'll say. I think B teams can change year to year.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's different storylines where you look at like a certain player and maybe there's a quarterback or something that graduated from your school, much like I was just talking about Tua, where he goes to a team and he's a starting quarterback. You're like, oh, I'm going to root for them. I only imagine there's been at least somebody that rooted for the Lions over the years when Matt Stafford was up there. There was a Georgia fan. They were like, oh, the Lions? Yeah, I'm definitely following them. I know for a fact, and Georgia fans probably have this too, that there's been Bama fans that are rooting for the Eagles because of Devontae Smith and Landon Dickerson and some of the other – and Jalen Hurts.
Absolutely.
Like, they definitely have done that.
And there are definitely – and to that point too, Georgia fans that root for the Eagles as well because all the Georgia
exactly.
players that are there.
So, I guess my question therein lies, is it okay to have a B team? Is it okay to have a long-term B team?
I think so. I personally don't see a problem with it. Like, I know people are like, no, you can only have one team. You're not a fan.
Only one squad.
Yeah, only one squad. You can't call yourself a fan of a team if you have another team that you root for because blah 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 blah. I don't personally care.
There are limitations. Obviously you have an A team, a B team. Just because Falcons are on bye week, you're not going to wear a jersey of a different team.
Yeah, I do.
Can't have merch.
The NFL thing, like, I just feel different for different sports. The NFL thing, I'm like, nah, dog, don't be coming at me with it. I don't know why I feel about that. But I'm like, I ain't cheering for nobody else this weekend.
And the other limitation, I would say, obviously, for a B team is if your A team is playing your B team, obviously you're rooting for your A team.
Of course.
Yeah, so there are limitations
for sure.
To it.
Like, we got to put our foot down somewhere here.
But, I mean, make no mistake, like, had the guards continued on in the playoffs, like, I would not be wearing a jersey or anything and be, like, putting out posts or anything.
Yeah. Not buying
That's
any
where
merch,
I'm drawing the line.
Yeah.
You ain't buying no swag.
No. Not buying any swag. Can't buy swag.
Don't buy swag. You can't buy swag for a B team. If you can't say, well, you know, this is my second team. I'm going to wear this hat. Nah, dog. I'm putting my foot down.
The most you can do for your B team is clap for him. Clap for him. Get rowdy for him. That's it. Most you can do for your B team is clap for him.
Watch the game. That's
exactly.
It.
Watch
That's
the
it.
Game.
And again, this all comes up because the Falcons are not playing this weekend and the Braves are not in the playoffs.
Right.
And so you're like, man, I really kind of like playoff baseball. I should definitely want to watch playoff baseball. Who am I going to watch? The Falcons off this weekend. I'm like, I really like NFL football. Who am I going to be paying attention to? And obviously I'll be in the car headed home on Sunday because I don't have to work. But, man, I think there's just – and I think Atlanta's different because this is such a transplant city in so many different ways that, like, you might even have been born here, but like kind of Dylan's talking about, like, your parents are from somewhere else probably. You know what I mean? This city doesn't have some kind of long history of, like, millions of people. It's the odds are that your parents or grandparents came from somewhere else and they cheered for somebody else when they were there.
I mean, my dad is a huge Steelers fan. So I do kind of I keep
That's
a track of
exactly
like what's
what
Aaron
I mean.
Rodgers up to now. Yeah. Like I keep track of that
stuff. Exactly what I'm talking about. And I think that's fair. I just think there's got to be limitations.
Yes.
There's got to be limited. You don't buy the swag.
There has to be some sort of line that you draw that you just can't cross over. Otherwise, that's not B-team.
For you, and I'm not, this is not a shot, but for you, it would be like, you can't wear Eagle stuff, bro.
Exactly.
You
can't cheer in videos for the other team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't say big champs.
You can say big champs? Big champs. All right, speaking of the NFL, let's talk about what happened last night. I feel like all week we were talking about the injuries with the 49ers because they are just nonstop, but they won last night over the Rams 26-23. Eddie Pinheiro made a 41-yard field goal during overtime. And so let's hear from Kyle Shanahan on Mac Jones.
He played his ass off, man. Was unbelievable in the first half. Got banged up a little bit there in the second half and battled through it and protected the ball. Going against that defense and throwing the ball that many times and not having a turnover and protecting like he did, I can't say enough good things about Mac.
He was an absolute beast last night in a lot of different ways. And I'm going to say this only because they brought it up on the broadcast last night. That Al Michaels was like, I'm not going to start this. I don't want to start this. But if Mac Jones is going to play this way, I really have to wonder if we've got a quarterback controversy in San Francisco.
Dude, I am so glad you brought that up. I was like, look at Al Michaels getting a little messy right here, stirring the pot.
Here's the thing, though. Two drives later, Mac Jones gets hurt and goes down holding his knee. And I was like, oh, man, like that was short-lived.
Yeah, turned out it was just a cramp.
Then he jumps back up. Yeah, I was like, what happened?
He was just cramping. They said on the thing, he just ended up cramping. It showed a picture on the sideline, gave him bananas. Like, here, dude.
Yo, my wife goes, is there a chance that like his knee brace was just pinching him or something? Because I don't know what just happened there. Like, that was bad. Like, it looked like – I thought he was done for the year.
No,
he was done for the year.
Like, bring the card out. Agony.
Mac Jones is done for the year. Brock Purdy has been good. Don't get me wrong. But he was brutal last weekend. And when you look at what Mac Jones has done in his couple starts, definitely looks good. So, that's a 4-1 football team, by the way. Ding.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I understand he is 3-0 as a starter. Brock Purdy, let's not pretend he was playing at 100% last week. I understand he played poorly, but he wasn't playing at 100%. I will say this, though. We do have to give our fellow morning shifter, Squidbilly, some credit, because the Baker Mayfield arc is Baker Mayfield arcing for Mac Jones.
Yeah.
And if he continues to play like this, I don't know if it'll end up making a quarterback controversy in San Fran. It could. I don't personally think so. I think they'll stick with Brock, but Mac Jones is playing his way to being a starter somewhere if he continues to play like this. I will say that.
All I know is that when you get to like 2028 and Brock Purdy's contract, his cap hit's like $60 million. So they're gonna have some decisions that they're gonna have to make if that's gonna be a thing. That's so far off though. That's so far. Mac Jones, before that happens, will get an opportunity elsewhere. I think he only signed a 2-year deal in San Fran. So he looked good last night though, man. That's a big win for that team.
Lamar Jackson didn't practice for a second straight day for the Baltimore Ravens. Kyle Hamilton also did not practice.
You want to talk about, speaking of teams that are like headed in the wrong direction or right direction, Mac Jones, we just talked about 3-0, like this is a 4-1 team. Ravens just like, what is going on? And that is, I think what's crazy about that, guys, is that is as consistent of a franchise as we know in the NFL. Like, you know what they are. They are a deep playoff team with an MVP quarterback. And all of a sudden, the defense stinks. The quarterback's hurt. They're 1-3. Like, what is going on?
I think it's injuries piled up upon. They played some other really good teams. Talk about they just took on the Chiefs. I mean, that's a good team. We know they gotten off to a rocky start too, but they've got Super Bowl experience. They've Patrick Mahomes. The Detroit Lions, they faced them the week before. That was a tough matchup for them. So it's been between they've had a tough schedule to start out, and they've just had all the worst possible injuries that you could have. Not only injuries, but injuries to key players. We talk about Matabuke and now Lamar and other guys that are key components to that team. So I don't think this is a reflection of them being a bad football team. I just think it's a mixture of bad injuries mixed with having a very tough schedule at the beginning, and it's just been a perfect storm for a 1-3, possibly a 1-4 start, because they're going up against a Houston Texans team this week that is also desperate. They're at 1-3, and they're at least a good bit healthier right now than the Ravens are. So if Lamar Jackson, we all talk about this, if Lamar Jackson doesn't practice today, he's definitely not playing. So that'll be something to watch out for today as that comes out. The injury report comes out today. But, man, if you're dependent on Cooper Rush, this could easily be a 1-4 football team. Talk about the Ravens, and
that's
crazy.
He don't even fit the style. That's what's crazy. He doesn't fit the style, but we'll see.
Well, and coming up next, we're going to look at all the football that's happening this weekend, and Mike and Dylan are going to have to make some picks that they'll have to man up to on Monday. I can't wait to get Dylan in on this. And the random one I have for this week, so random. Very random. It's also Fair or Foul Friday. Fair or Foul. The early season bye week will not come back to haunt the Falcons later on. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.